Welcome to Seeking Alpha's Wall Street Breakfast, your daily source of market news and analysis. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher. Good morning. Today is Friday, the 13th of December. You're listening to Seeking Alpha, the leader in market news and analysis. I'm Rena Sherbel in for Steve Brown, and this is Wall Street Breakfast. Our top stories today. Sterling is trading more than 2% higher. Scottish National Party's Nicola Sturgeon is expected to ask Boris Johnson for a new independence referendum. And AT&T has switched on its 5G service. Leading today's news, Sterling is trading at just over a dollar, more than 2.4% higher, while the FTSE 100 is up 1%, as Boris Johnson returned to Downing Street with a big parliamentary majority. The huge, great, stonking mandate likely means backing for his Brexit deal and the departure from the EU by the end of next month. While that reduces a significant amount of Brexit uncertainty, the UK could still have a hard exit from the single market and customs union at the end of 2020 if the two sides don't manage to strike a trade agreement. In other market news, winning 48 of Scotland's 59 seats in the National Parliament, the SNP's Nicola Sturgeon is expected to write to Johnson next week, asking him for approval to stage a new independence referendum. While he may have a mandate to take England out of the European Union, he emphatically does not have a mandate to take Scotland out of the EU, she declared. Part of the UK for more than 300 years, Scotland rejected independence by 10 percentage points in a 2014 referendum, which was before Brexit. Stepping up their fight against climate change, EU leaders have agreed to cut the bloc's greenhouse gas emissions to net zero by 2050. The only standout was Poland. It refused to implement the decision before June, seeking financial assurances to safeguard its economy, which relies on coal for 80% of its energy needs. Funding shortfall? The EU Commission estimates the bloc's 28 members, including the UK, could need as much as 575 billion euro annually to cover the costs of reaching their mid-century target. Stocks soared across the board overnight on news of an imminent trade deal between the U.S. and China, as well as the end to Brexit deadlock, as traders crave some certainty in what is already a banner year for markets. Shanghai advanced 1.8%, and the Euro Stoxx 50 posted gains of 1.5%, while U.S. equity index futures are ahead by 0.5%, setting up fresh record highs for Wall Street. A gauge of U.S. consumer health is also on tap as the Commerce Department releases retail sales for November, which includes the busy Black Friday holiday. Concerns are high that banks will pull back from lending ahead of regulatory capital calculations on December 31st, triggering flashbacks of when overnight repo rates jumped as high as 10% in September. A new plan from the New York Fed includes overnight lending across New Year totaling $225 billion and $190 billion in longer-term repo loans starting next week that will provide cash to borrowers into 2020. Together with $75 billion of cash already provided to the market to cover year-end, the Fed will have $490 billion in lending outstanding, nearly double the scale of its recent repo interventions. Turning now to stocks. AT&T has switched on its 5G service in 10 markets, including Los Angeles, San Diego, and Pittsburgh, as it begins selling the Samsung Galaxy Note 10 Plus to take advantage of the new network. It's what the company is calling low-band 5G for consumers on mobile devices versus the high-band 5G Plus built to serve businesses, large stadiums, or campuses. Both are based on new 5G tech as compared to the LTE-based 5G evolution service that customers had until now. Since August, Refinitiv has blocked more than 200 stories about the Hong Kong protests, plus numerous other Reuters articles that could cast Beijing in an unfavorable light, according to an exclusive report from Reuters. Internal Refinitiv documents show that over the summer, the company installed an automated filtering system to facilitate the censoring. Refinitiv was formed last year when a consortium led by Blackstone purchased a 55% stake in Thomson Reuters' financial and risk business, which included the Elcon terminal business, for about $20 billion. Shares of Hertz and Avis dropped sharply on Thursday after Lyft introduced a car rental service allowing customers to rent a vehicle without having to go to the counter. The service, that has no mileage limits, cars can be taken for a day or up to 2 weeks, and 22 will be the set minimum age for a renter. Lyft will also charge the local market rate for gas and provide renters with two $20 ride credits to cover the cost of taking a Lyft to and from the rental points. In a LinkedIn post entitled A Love Letter to Walmart, Bonobo's founder Andy Dunn said he would be leaving the company in early 2020, more than 2 years after it bought his menswear brand. Dunn, currently Senior Vice President of Digital Consumer Brands at Walmart, U.S. e-commerce, became part of the company's efforts to take on Amazon and other online sellers. But recently, Walmart has been evaluating its clothing brands, selling women's apparel brand ModCloth, and according to media reports, had discussed even selling Bonobos. Other market headlines to watch for on Seeking Alpha. House passes drug pricing bill, Senate unlikely to support. McDonald's wins backing of U.S. Labor Board. Airbnb repay $2 billion in taxes ahead of IPO. PG&E submits amended reorganization plan. Liberty Media hopes to raise stake in iHeartMedia. Samsung has sold 1 million Galaxy Fold devices. As of 6:20 a.m. today, stock futures, crude, gold, and Bitcoin are all up. On the economic calendar, look for retail sales at 8:30 a.m. That concludes today's Wall Street Breakfast. Thanks so much for listening. For the best investment analysis and news on the web, go to SeekingAlpha.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Google Play, Apple Podcasts, SoundCloud, Spotify, or Stitcher. You can sign up for our other podcasts, Behind the Idea, the Cannabis Investing Podcast, Essay for FAs, Let's Talk ETFs, Alpha Trader, and the Marketplace Roundtable Podcast on those platforms as well. Have a great day.